Singer-songwriter Jeff Black writes songs about common subjects, love, pain, the inevitable changes from growing older. The trick, he says, is to offer another point of view. Here's an example of some of that. This is Easy on Me from Jeff Black's latest CD, Tin Lily.
Yeah, I know what you want from me. I've given all that I can give. You believe what you believe. I think I need my soul to live. Say I don't want to tie me down. So what's with all these ropes and chains? Well, I know the deal. I've been downtown, and I know the coming out of the rain. Take it easy on me. Take it easy on me now.
Jeff Black and Easy on Me from his new CD, Tin Lily. Jeff Black played around North Carolina the past couple of days and nights, and he joins us in our studio right now. Welcome to the State of Things.
Thank you. Hello, Melinda. How's everyone?
And we should say you have with you your guitar, as well as, I don't think it's going to be getting in the way of your voice in the microphone, a harmonica.
Yeah, it seems like
it's right around your neck to play a little bit later for
us. But I'm usually rigged up everywhere I go, so...
Well, Tin Lily, I want to talk about that. That's the title of your latest CD, your fourth CD. What precisely is a tin lily?
I was at, we were celebrating a friend's birthday up in Kentucky, and we were taking a tour through an old meeting house. And the curator up there had noted that there was this candle on the wall, a sconce, this lantern on the wall, and it was backed with some hand-smithed tin. And obviously, because they didn't have any electricity, he pointed out that they used to call this a tin lily. And it was just used to reflect the light. The tin in the back was used to reflect the light. And he said that little phrase, and then he moved on. And that little phrase was, it was just burnt in my soul from the very beginning. It was way before I started even working on B-Sides and Confessions, the last record. And it has haunted me ever since. And I just thought the symbolism of the lily and everything that had gone into making this, you know, to help reflect the light, it kind of created this cloud of this mist of an idea that I couldn't really get my hand on what it was about, but it created this foundation about, you know, this record, this collection of songs, this idea that I wanted to write about, you know, the strengths of some of the most fragile people I know and how fragile some of the strongest people I know are. And that's where it began, and it continues to reveal itself to me every night.
Well, your music's been described as battling the darkness and winning songs, that your songs are, they battle the darkness and at the same time they win.
Yes, I always think it's good to win, yeah. I have a lot of dark Irish blood flowing through my veins, so some of that was instilled to me probably way before I was born.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us an example of one of the more implausible winning against the darkness kind of people who show up in your songs? Or?
I think that I think sometimes it becomes a song becomes something where it's more like I'm saying something for a shy friend, and this is a perfect example.
And what song is this?
This is called "All Day Is Shine." Down in the corner of a sleepless night, I was working for a pen. When I came across this photograph, I was wondering where we'd been. It's all about the here and now, but I got lost in you. All days shine. All days shine. A
underneath the rust, over the fall of time. All days shine. There's just too many bills to pay. So many debts unknown. We receive the invitation late, so we decided to dream on. I've been in this room before. Waiting for the sound, yeah. All days shine. All days shine. Underneath the rust, over the fall of time. Fall of time. All days shine.
All Day Shine, Jeff Black, who's in our studio with us today. That's from Tin Lily. That's lovely.
Thank you.
Lovely. When you were growing up, what were you listening to?
Well, we had a little radio on top of the refrigerator, and we had two stations at the time. It was WHB and on the AM dial, and they played all the top 40 hits. And at that time, you know, late 60s, early 70s, that was a lot of soul music on the top 40. And then we had the country station, and that was about it. And then as I got a little older, I have an older brother and sister, and they started ordering records from Reader's Digest and that sort of thing. And my older sister ordered The King, Johnny Cash, and The Queen, Tammy Wynette. And from there, my brother, he went into the service, and he brought home some import records from Okinawa. He brought home all kinds of stuff. Jerry Jeff Walker turned me on to Tom Waits. Another friend of mine that played harmonica turned me on to Woody Guthrie. So it was all over the place, you know, from soul music to the old folk songs. And I think that some of the most favorite music I ever heard in my entire life is some music that somebody handed me and said, "Hey, man, have you heard this stuff?"
Does that still happen?
Once in a great while.
Yeah.
I think even with all the how we're inundated with information every day, I think it's nice when somebody walks up and hands you some music and says, "Have you heard this stuff?"
You talk about the radio being on top of the refrigerator. This was you grew up in Missouri? Kansas City area?
Yeah, I was born in Kansas City, Missouri, and I grew up in Liberty, Missouri, just north of there. Our claim to fame and liberty, I like to say, is that we were home to the first successful daylight bank robbery.
When was that?
Jesse and Frank James country up there. I think it was 1865, 1866 after the Civil War. They robbed a little bank on our square. I think they got away with $65,000.
Have you written about this in a song? Have you worked that into a song?
No, but it has definitely inspired some ideas for me. I think that there's a song that's on the B-Sides and Confessions record that Sam Bush had recorded on a record a few years ago called Glamour and Grits. And a song called Same Old River was one that certainly was inspired by all that.
Mm-hmm. So you have you've been writing songs for years. You've been living in Nashville for about a decade and a half. What's it like to get out and record and play your own songs for an audience versus having other people cover them for you?
Well, I've always considered myself really more of a performer, more of an artist, even before I started making CDs. And then when I moved down to Nashville, you know, I thought I was writing country music before I moved down there, but that turns out really it's not the case. And so I'm pretty comfortable being the fish out of water and coming out of left field with all that. I was really lucky to find some folks that that loved my music and took me into their fold. And I'm very fortunate that the music in its own right and songs, they take on a life of their own, and they found themselves in the hands of some people that have decided to take those songs and make them their own.
Well, we'll talk about that a little bit more in just a moment, but before we go to a break, let's hear you again, Jeff Black. This is from Tin Lily, and this song is called Free at Last.
Jacking around that old jazz tower was like dragging a dried up lake. Well, I turned every stone I could turn, and I took about all I could take. With dead soldiers lined up on the bar, laying down in the morning sun. But thank God I've been leaving that place since the day I was born. You should've listened. You don't know what you're missing now. Sometimes, with small circles, a head full of smoke, I drove the loop in my 65.
This is The State of Things. I'm Melinda Penkava, and with us in the studio today is musician Jeff Black. His latest CD, his fourth CD, is called Tin Lily. And Jeff Black is here. He's got his guitar and harmonica. He's been playing some of the songs from the CD for us. So you've been in Nashville for a number of years and thought you wanted to go there to write country music?
Well,
and then what happened along the way?
It was, I always think maybe I got stuck in Nashville on my way to Paris. A lot of people have talked about, you know, I'm going somewhere. New York and Los Angeles didn't really make much sense to me at the time, and Nashville was about 550 miles away, and I thought I could probably deal with that. So I just put my head down and started going. I think that I decided I was there for the duration.
Mm-hmm. And yet the music you write is not something that would be classified as country music.
No, not at all. I don't think
so. Because it's just a rockier edge to it.
I think it's just contemporary songs. It's just songs that I'm trying to tell a story. And I think putting a label on it, I try to take good care of my little songs. So I hate to put a label on them, but I think the idea of being a singer-songwriter, I think you're able to travel down a little wider road than maybe specific country artists or modern rock artists or even jazz artists sometimes, because I think that you can take it just about anywhere you want.
Mm-hmm. And in doing your own songs, too, there you evoke in people's ears some other artists they've heard along the way, too. I mean, I hear Randy Newman, I hear Warren Zevon, I hear, in this track we're going to play now, it's been mentioned a lot, Springsteen, of a certain era. Springsteen,
oh, yeah.
Of a certain era. So why don't we hear right now, this song is called Libertine from Jeff Black from the Tin Lily CD.
Free as a libertine, sweet as cream, sight unseen. We'll walk the line.
song is called Libertine. It's Jeff Black, and his CD is Tin Lily, and he's here in studio with us today. So what inspired Libertine?
My daughter, Zuzu.
And your daughter is all of how many years?
She will be three on Christmas Day. And she is the best little free thinker I've ever known in my life. Yeah, so it's there's a couple definitions. I think the more popular is one that it doesn't, a little less than complimentary character on someone. And I think the lesser definition of that word is a free thinker and a nonconformist. And I think that's Zuzu. That was her from day one.
So. Really? Now, does she show any musical talent?
Yeah, she will break out into song at any given moment. And ABCs is a popular song around her house, too. So.
Did you teach her those?
She's a wild one. I think that she's already, as far as education goes, I think she's already left me in the dust. Yeah, she's left me in the dust. She's got it all figured out now.
Mm-hmm. So you're on the road quite a bit for this. And I've seen you say that sometimes you'll be on the road for many hours at a stretch to do a couple-hour gig. But you're gathering material all the time. You speak about having the antennae up.
Yeah. I think I'm the person that people are honking at and getting aggravated at the stoplights. I think I'm constantly thinking about songs and ideas. I think that my mind is, I'm always trying to get a hold of those ideas that are floating around out there. I think they're there for everyone, no matter what your medium is. I think they're there if you can just find that quiet time. And sometimes driving down the road is the most silence I can find. So it's, writing songs is kind of tricky. I have to be ready when it hits you. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have another song that you can play for us here.
Yes.
And this one's, what's the story behind this one? This is called 19.
Well, this is quite simply just invoking, I think, the angel of someone who didn't get to live to be in that place where they could see some of the things we see. And I don't know, maybe it's just ignorance on my part. They're probably looking down right now.
The sky might be gray today, but that won't last for long. Want to tear down this shrine to everything that I've done wrong. Blackberry winter, oh, I wish you could have seen my father's gold tooth shining. You'd be 19. Worry about what I look like and what I sound like when I talk. I cries to cook a shadow down this winding road I'll walk. Well, I lost some good friends and I kept some enemies. I haven't learned a lot about it. You'd be 19. I dream about the woman and her wild raven mane. The little lights of autumn. What it's come to, now I've changed. Everything we could have been, everything I'll be. The world is turning over, you'd be 19.
say if one remembers. Well, that's all that I can give. 35 Decembers, and I've but half my life to live. A blanket of stars fell out. Oh, I wish you could have seen. The world is turning over. You would be 9.
Jeff Black and 19 from Tin Lily. You have been very busy, as a prolific as a songwriter, as we hear there, and performing a lot. But you've also taken on some other responsibility in recent times. And
yes.
You're podcasting now.
I've jumped into the podcasting world. Yeah, it was something that my wife had read about, and she said, you know, we've got to do this. And it was it came about because I think it's important to have a creative outlet, and this just provided this wonderful opportunity to dig through the boxes of stuff that I have at home. I think there's been people trading my music on the internet, you know, for a long time, and you know, a lot of places I'll go, somebody will be say, "Hey, can I record the show?" And I'm like, "Fine, if I can just get a copy of it." So I've had these boxes at home, and I kind of swore that I'd really never ever look back and go through those, but this has kind of given me an opportunity to go back and listen to some shows and put something together and keep in touch with the folks that like what I do and get in touch with the people that maybe not have heard it.
But I guess people might say you have a creative outlet already. You're a singer-songwriter. You're writing these great songs and you're out on the road a lot. So you're taking on this responsibility of doing a podcast a week, we should point out.
Right.
I mean, it's like your own 30-minute radio show.
Yeah, it's kind of disguised as a radio show. It's basically an audio file putting this together with a lot of rare takes, some old demos, maybe a new song or two once in a while. It's all pretty rough and tumble, but it's a great opportunity for me to, you know, also to have my dream of having a pirate radio station. So it works out pretty well for me.
We're coming back full circle to the top of the refrigerator radio here.
That's right.
So what's it like to, there's some older stuff in there that I would imagine goes back a ways.
Yes.
What's that like to hear yourself from, say, 10, 15 years ago? I imagine you've changed over time.
Yeah, I think that listening to old stuff a few years ago, I probably wouldn't have wanted to do it. And I think that because of where I'm at in my life right now, I feel a lot more centered than I ever have. And so it's wonderful to be able to take yourself a little less serious. And listening to it, you know, it makes me grin, you know, to hear some things and think, you know, what in the world, you know, were you thinking about, buddy, when you were trying to do that? Or listening to some of these shows, I think of, that I was surprised that anyone came at all at one time or another. So it's quite an education. It can be quite inspiring.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you remember the very first show you ever did?
I played I used to play at a lot of field parties and stuff like that when I was a kid, you know, when I first started.
A field party? Is
like
this a regional thing? Or?
Yeah, it's like, you know, I think everybody out there knows it's like get a hold of a keg of beer and somebody's parents are out of town and you just go out there and have a big time. And I think that it was an opportunity for me to start playing a lot of Under the Moonlight out there when I was a kid. And then besides that, when I first started playing a show, actual shows, I think my first real gig was something I went down to a little blues bar in Kansas City and auditioned to play at this place where they had acoustic acts. And I took my guitar down there and I said, man, I'd love to come down here and play. And the owner said, well, all my early slots here for the acoustic acts are full, but I sure could use a bouncer. So So that was my first job in the music business. So I took this job as a bouncer. Not a lot has changed since then, but I am singing a little bit more than throwing people out of the bar.
And you're also doing one other thing with your music right now. You're publicizing a cause. And something here in the Triangle area. You have a young daughter of a friend.
Right.
Who had gone to Duke for a transplant because she had a very, very rare disease.
Right. And because of the technology that it had originated, here's the reason why they came. Kate and my little friends, Kate and Caroline Kirk, were diagnosed with Niemann-Pick disease. Kate came here for a cord blood transplant. And actually, I talked to Allison and Kate on the phone just a little bit ago. And so Kate's listening. So I'll say, hello, Kate. How are you today, baby? And I play a very, very, very small part in the numbers of folks that have gotten together to help these young ladies. They're two out of, I think, approximately 1,200 kids on the planet that have this disease. So it's very, very rare. And Kate has gotten a transplant to help arrest the development of this disease. And she's doing wonderful. They're looking for some more experimental help for Caroline. We're just keeping our fingers crossed and keeping all the faith for those guys. And if there's anything in the world that I'd like to be able to do, and that's help little ones, I've got a couple of them of my own. We used to watch Kate. She'd come over on Thursdays, and she pretty much taught my son Emerson how to crawl. So it goes way, way back in time for us.
Okay. Well, Jeff Black, thanks for joining us today, and good luck with everything. Jeff Black, his newest album is called Tin Lily, and that's the state of things for today. Thanks for listening. If you have a comment about the show, you can send us an email here at sot@wunc.org. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Melinda Pencava, and let's hear one more song from Jeff Black. This is called Hollow of Your Hand.
If it weren't for the rumbling of the wheels or the sound of scenery flying by, I would not know I was moving through, let alone the reasons why. Across the farmlands of southern Illinois, cut a little closer to the ground, working my way across the line. We're back into this life that you and I have found. Oh, I am wealthy by the measure of where I'll be in time. Love has thrown light across the shadows of this land, living in the hollow of your hand. Now all at once, what was once just dust and constant shuffling, little stars that we can't touch, you have drawn me in to everything. Oh, I am wealthy by the measure of where I'll be in time. But love has thrown a light across the shadows of this land, living in the hollow of your hand. Oh, I am wealthy by the measure of where I'll be in time. Love has drawn a light across.